It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover, as you know, the latest in property news every morning. And you'll find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Well, the weekend, it is over. Kaput went by pretty fast. Monday, March the 11th today. Certainly looked busy too out across Australia in the weekend. Plenty of auctions taking place. And you might be waking up this morning feeling pretty proud of yourself having snared potentially a property. Well done if you've done that. But there will be some of us today who will find out that we have been scammed out of some of our money. Australians are falling victim to a persistent spoofing scam. You might have heard about this. This scam is targeting HSBC customers, resulting in a staggering loss exceeding $6.3 million in just 8 months. Fraudsters, of course, exploit text messages mimicking the bank's legitimate communications, alarming recipients with fake alerts about suspicious transactions. Upon calling the provided number, victims unknowingly engage with imposters posing as HSBC fraud agents, divulging sensitive information. Despite warnings, customers have lost these substantial sums, shaken, of course, by the breach of trust and the scams. I mean, these scams, we've talked about it. They're getting more and more sophisticated. I recently sort of just made the decision, anything that looks like a scam, I'm just going to delete it and not even open it. And then I saw an article a couple of weeks ago talking about how much missed opportunity businesses have because they delete what are legitimate business opportunities. So you're kind of getting thumped at both ends of the scale. And so this morning we're going to catch up with Scott Swingler, who is the principal of Shore Property in Perth. And good morning, Scott. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast. Have you had any of those hassles yourself with scammers?
It's funny, Craig. We had one only yesterday. My staff read me an email that seemed a little bit suspicious. I think from memory, signed by a reverend, and there were elements to it that we thought we shouldn't open, so we deleted it. But I hadn't heard that people are losing business through deleting real emails, so that's interesting to hear. We do try and remain vigilant to all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse as time goes on. I mean, they just think of more cunning and, let's say, scumbaggy ways of taking your money out of your account. And then, unfortunately, not all the time, you know, banks don't always reimburse depending on the situation.
Yeah, look, it's an evolving world in that arena, and I guess we've all just got to stay on our toes, don't we?
Yeah. Stay on your toes, yeah, for sure. Make sure that you just be very, very vigilant. Stay vigilant. All right, so you're in City Beach there too, so we'll get to talking about City Beach in just a moment, but let's talk about your local market there. Surprise, surprise, lack of stock, and as a result of the lack of stock, you've got sales happening off market and plenty of them by the sound of it.
Yeah, we do on market and off market. I mean, we're fortunate enough as an agency to have quite a lot of stock, but generally the market is tight with stock. Last night I had a first viewing for a property that is off market and hasn't come live, and we got three people through and all three of them are presenting offers today. So that's the sort of environment we're operating within over here, because people know what they want, can't find it, and if you can introduce them early, they're happy to participate. So buyers who are, you know, really want to put the front foot forward are putting their hand up and making themselves known to us, which makes it a lot easier for us to help them and try and join the dots behind the scenes, I guess.
Yeah, and if you look at last year, I think that it sort of swung a little bit, didn't it, towards the buyers. They had a little bit of wiggle room. They were able to put some terms and conditions into some contracts, but I think we're sort of past that point now, haven't we?
I think about June last year was the turning point for my specific market in City Beach, at least, where we saw the pendulum swing from being in favour of buyers, where it had been for over a decade, to really in favour of sellers. And you know, the suburb of City Beach and also wider Perth on a national scale are probably playing catch up with the East Coast, whose markets have run and doubled or even tripled in cases over the last 15 years while we've remained stagnant. So we're currently in a really serious state of flux in the market and trying to discover where it all ends. But it's quite an exciting time over here at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll come back to you in just a moment, Scott. We'll talk more about your beach area there in Perth after this.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
Well, you know that there are many television shows about good architecture and how to rebuild or remodernize. And for my money, Kevin MacLeod, the host of Grand Design, was always able, wasn't he, to break it all down quite succinctly and matter of fact in terms of what somebody was trying to do, and didn't hold back giving his commentary saying, really, you want to do that? And architects and designers are still striving, of course, for perfection in every creation, yet good design transcends trends. It embodies elegance and sustainability. Well, it should do these days. And Kevin MacLeod would emphasize the pragmatic nature of architecture is to tailor to individuals' everyday lives. And I think that that's what makes that show stand out and put it ahead of others. It's all about the individuals and their lifestyle. We get to find out about them as fellow humans trying to build or remodel something for their own lives. And as architecture evolves, MacLeod says it's the small details that brings true joy. And how many times when you've bought a property or gone to an open home, you've commented to your partner, gee, look at that. And it might be a thoughtful but small minor detail that made you first notice it and then take a double look, comment on it, and then wonder, is this the property that I'm about to buy?
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
And it is a Real Estate Monday after the weekend, back into a brand new working week. We are talking to Scott there over in Perth, giving us a little bit of his thoughts on the market. And you were just saying that plenty of these off-market as well as on-market sales taking place, lack of stock, which isn't uncommon in any market around the country. But just having a look at Perth. Now, Perth has come off what is arguably a reasonably flat spell over a number of years and is really sort of well and truly passing through that spell.
Yeah, look, it was a long time coming, Craig. It's interesting over here, for whatever reason, and I don't think there's necessarily any science behind it, but we often tend to be counter-cyclical with the East Coast in our market movement. And so, yeah, after a long flat period that we've experienced over here, which I don't know that the rest of the country was aware of how slow it had been, we're really taking off and playing catch-up at the moment.
Yeah, if you take mining out of the equation, I guess it would even look completely different to how it looks now.
Yeah, potentially. Look, there's a lot more going on over here than mining, but the mining industry certainly creates a lot of employment and a lot of capital for, I guess, the entire country, not just the Western Australian economy. But I think the real things that are fueling this market are not so much economically based, but rather supply and demand. You know, the cost of building has led to a shortage of developers creating stock at the same time as we've got large population increases via immigration, not unlike anywhere else in the country at the moment. And that supply and demand issue is hitting the rental market, which in turn hits the sales market, which means it's a good time to be a property owner and a seller because there's more buyers out there than properties for sale, I guess.
Okay, so let's talk about your beloved City Beach. Pretty spacious sort of a beach, half the price of a beach one or two suburbs over. So give us a little bit of a breakdown on it.
Look, City Beach is an amazing place to live. It's the most central beachfront suburb to the heart of Perth City, and it's about 5 kilometres of beachfront, which I think is the longest beachfront of any suburb in Perth. 50% parks and gardens, which is a bizarre historical planning anomaly that probably shouldn't exist for your most central beachfront. And we're the suburb with the only big block suburb left between Fremantle and Hillary's, which means that if you could get a big block this close to the beach with an equivalent size house in neighbouring suburbs, one further south exists, for example, like Swanbourne or Cottesloe, you'd probably pay double for the equivalent product. So it's great value, it's really central, and it's just such a great healthy lifestyle suburb. We're really, really lucky that it exists and lucky to live here.
Yeah, people in Cottesloe are going, yeah, we don't like City Beach for that very reason. And quite significant in terms of pricing. You say a big block. What sort of a size, just to sort of lay that out in terms of what somebody could buy?
So the majority of the suburb has a zoning which is called R12.5, which essentially means that your average lot size is 800 square metres here, whereas the rest of the coastal suburbs in Perth are R20, which means they can be subdivided down to 350 square metres. So there's quite a significant difference. And for that difference in block size to exist in the most central suburb is really quite unique.
Yeah. And what is the profile, the demographic, et cetera, of those buyers of yours moving into City Beach?
Lots of families, because the big blocks support family-size homes and family-size activities, you know, pools and large gardens, et cetera. People who are interested in healthy pursuits, generally quite successful people because it's a central area to the city, but it is a very laid-back suburb and not pretentious at all. Really, a really coastal vibe, a lovely place to hang out and be in the middle of everything, but also feel a little bit remote. You know, it's got that duality, which is quite hard to replicate anywhere else.
Yeah, we wouldn't say that Cottesloe is pretentious, would we?
Oh, no, I don't think that. Look, I wouldn't, no.
Yeah, politically correct, that's what we are. All right, so it sounds like a lovely spot, City Beach, and it sounds like you're certainly busy. You'd love a lot more stock come on, but then everybody would, I guess, at this time of the year.
I'm yet to meet a real estate agent who wouldn't like more stock. But in saying that, we're operating at capacity, Craig. So sometimes you've got to be careful what you wish for, don't you? We've got enough coming through the doors and things are going well. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on this morning and telling us all about your beloved spot there in Perth on the beach. And enjoy your Monday and maybe catch up another time.
Fantastic, Craig. Thanks for inviting me on and well done with such a great podcast.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
Touched on the ways that we could get more urban infill. There's a target that 70% of all new housing should be urban infill rather than at the urban fringe.
And each cycle that I've seen is that when you start to then enter into a rate-cutting environment, confidence abounds. And vendors make a decision to list properties, investors and purchasers make decisions to acquire. We've got this fundamentally broken supply side of the economy.
Doing the due diligence after you've signed the contract, after you've entered into a contract that you cannot get out of, you do the due diligence then, all you're doing is hoping that you didn't miss something. Knowing when you are bound by the terms of that contract or when you've entered into a binding agreement, that is really important.
Look, it's probably hard to say at this stage. I guess on one hand, we definitely need more stock, as we know, but I do wonder how the building industry is going to cope with increased demand. There's a lot of historical state and federal government grant jobs that are still being finished off at the moment, but construction workers are still in short supply.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.